And good afternoon, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Very glad you're joining us for Midday today. We're going to begin with Congressman Elijah Cummings. He represents the 7th District and serves as the ranking member on the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. He's sponsoring a job fair next Monday here in Baltimore and in Washington, from whence he joins us on the line this afternoon. There is also plenty going on as the Trump administration approaches Day 70. Congressman, good to talk to you again. How you doing?
Good to talk to you.
So you've been in Congress for 20 years or so, and for all of those years, you've held a job fair. Tell us what happens at this event coming up Monday and then what's happened in
previous
months. Yeah,
first of all, it'll be coming up on Monday, this coming Monday, April the 3rd, from 9 until 2 at the 5th Regiment Armory. And we'll have 82 employers, and then we'll have 10 resource agencies coming in to talk about resume preparation, how to use the internet to search for a job, and offering various tips on finding a job. So, again, we will be there from 9 till 2. It's absolutely free. And we expect anywhere from 1,500 to 3,000 people. And I've asked employers who are coming to realistically let us know that whether they have jobs to offer and preferably jobs with benefits. And so these employers are coming from various areas, health, banking, from a lot of our state colleges, various private entities, Marriott Hotel, Hilton Hotel, and many others will be there. And, again, they'll be offering jobs. So I'm hoping that people will come out. And people need to understand that they may be working 2 or 3 jobs right now and want to be in a position where they're making enough money to so that they can have more time with their family and be able to just work, you know, only have to work, say, 1 job. They may want those people ought to come out. Because we found a lot of people in that position, they want to move up and make a little bit more money and have a better quality of life.
And the unemployment rate nationally and here in Maryland at historic lows. It's as low as it's been in decades. However, people in communities of color, there's some estimates that say that the unemployment rate for communities of color is twice that of the rest of the population. So I assume that this job fair is going to include jobs from the entire spectrum, from entry-level jobs through jobs that require different kinds of skills. Is that right?
Yeah, very skilled jobs. Yeah, there will be a wide range. And, again, what we found is that, you know, normally when the African-American unemployment rate is usually close to double what the unemployment rate is for the general population. And that holds not only for Baltimore, but for throughout the country. And so, again, we tried to look at factors that might be involved in that issue and try to bring in these other entities to help people with resume writing and interview techniques and using social media to find a job. All of those things we think can contribute to a person optimizing their possibility for success.
What was your response or your reaction to the president yesterday surrounding himself with a bunch of coal miners as he dismantled a number of environmental regulations that had been put in place by President Obama? He keeps promising, for example, people in the coal industry that they're going to get their jobs back. And that, of course, is contrary to the opinion of many experts who think that because of natural gas and because of other factors, those jobs really aren't coming back. Are there things that are happening on the federal level that can help with job growth here in Baltimore?
Well, first of all, going back to your question, I felt it was a little unfair to the coal miners, because, as you just stated, most of the jobs now are in renewable energy, and in solar and wind and, you know, natural gas. And so you got a situation where the coal industry is diminishing, and a lot of it is about environmental concerns and trying to make sure that we save on fuel and do things in a way that will preserve our environment. So I thought what he did was a little unfair, but as far as Maryland is concerned, we have been beneficiaries of a number of jobs, mainly because we are a state that benefits a lot from the federal government. In other words, we have a lot of agencies, a lot of private corporations, a lot of employees who either work for the federal government or work for contractors with the federal government. You know, I think that over time we may see some of that shift. As you know, the president is asking for more money for defense, some $54 billion. I don't know whether that will end up being the final figure. I doubt it. But there will be a shifting, no doubt about it. And so, Maryland, I think we have to brace ourselves because we don't know exactly what's going to happen with regard to the shifting of priorities with this new administration. But Maryland will definitely be affected. Now, we may not be affected, you know, with regard to the dollar amount because, again, it may shift from one place to another. But the fact still remains that we need to be prepared for that.
And, Congressman, when it comes to job performance, the president's approval rating also at historic lows in the high 30s, 37% to 39%, depending on the poll that you read. You have joined others calling on Chairman Devin Nunes of the House Intelligence Committee to recuse himself from the investigation looking into possible coordination or collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian operatives. The House Intelligence Committee has historically been one of the most bipartisan committees in Congress, and it's certainly this investigation with the ranking member, Congressman Schiff, and Congressman Nunes started off in a bipartisan way, but it has certainly deteriorated over these last few weeks, particularly last week. What's going on there, and is this a bellwether for just, you know, even more intensified bifurcation and polarity between the two parties?
Well, I think what Chairman Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, has done has basically he's basically put a cloud all over his own investigation. I mean, it's very unfortunate, you know, when you are investigating someone and you have the FBI investigating them. That is, and when I say them, I'm talking about the administration, Trump administration. You, if you're the investigator, you don't go back and tell them what you found. And then there's some question as to how he got the information. And all of that goes against the credibility of the committee. One of the things that I've said over and over again as a leader in the House and the ranking member on oversight, the Oversight Committee, is that committees must have credibility. In the end, the public wants to know that you've been honest and that you've presented a transparent picture of whatever it is that you're investigating. And they want to know that the truth has come out. And I think there are questions, the chairman himself has caused questions to arise, and they're very, very serious questions. And said he should recuse himself from the investigation of the president and his associates. I just think that it's an appropriate thing to do. I don't see it as something to punish him. It's just that I think we have to put country over party, and it's important that we maintain that integrity.
And you've been part of a committee. I mean, your oversight committee has had some pretty strong disagreements with your chairman, your Republican chairman, Chairman Issa. I wonder, is this a matter of Congressman Nunes simply being in over his head? Is this incompetence, or do you think that it's more malicious than that, that he is, in fact, acting as a surrogate for the Trump campaign?
I think it's possibly you know, he's got Adam Schiff, the Democratic ranking member, who's a very skilled lawyer. Our committee, I'm a lawyer, and I'm not saying that you have to be a lawyer to be in these positions, but you become very sensitive to conflicts of interest because you're basically trained to look for them. And you're very careful with, extremely careful with confidentiality, because it's a part of what you do as an occupation. And I think if he's over his head, it would be to that degree. But he's a good guy. He's done a great job on a number of issues. And I think it was just some poor judgment and probably lack of information.
When it comes to the ethics investigations that you have called for as a ranking member on the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, you sent a letter to the White House a few weeks ago asking the general counsel to explain why it is they take the position that ethics rules do not apply to the president and even to people on the president's staff at the White House. You asked for a response by the 24th of March. That was 5 days ago. Have you received a response? Where does that stand?
We have not received a response. This was in a reference to Ms. Conway when she went on television and said she was advertising for products for Ivanka Trump. And so I expect that we'll have a response sometime early next week.
When it comes to issues like the possible connection between Russia and the Trump campaign, when it comes to ethics investigations, for example, there's a story just a couple of days ago about Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, now known to have taken a meeting with a man who at the time was under U.S. sanctions because of the Russians' aggression in Crimea. When it comes to these things, or the release of the president's tax returns, is the committee, because of the Republican majority in the House and the Senate, simply impotent to do things and to follow leads and to follow investigations that Democrats may think are called for?
The word is that using the word impotent is not the appropriate description. Is that they don't want to. They could do it. They have the strength, the power to do it, to follow these leads, but they don't want to. I think it's basically circling the wagon around President Trump. Remember, Mr. Nunes said one of the reasons why he went to President Trump to inform him of what he had found was because he felt that the press was beating up on the president too much. That's no excuse when you're trying to conduct a confidential investigation, particularly with a lot of documents and statements that are classified. So you know.
But
again,
do the Democrats, are the Democrats incapacitated in any way?
They don't have the will to do it. And so, I think the American people are going to demand that we look into the Russian situation. 17 federal agencies have already unanimously said that the Russians tried to interfere with our elections and to some degree had success. So we have no choice but to look at this very carefully because this is an attack on our democracy. And I think a lot of times we take our democracy for granted, but it is a very, very precious thing that allows all of us to live the wonderful lives that we live here in the United States of America.
And I know we got to let you go, but just quickly to finish up then, are you confident, are you optimistic that the Democrats will in fact have the capacity to prevail and force these kinds of investigations into these ethical...
I have confidence to this degree. I believe very strongly that the public needs to understand that they have the power to back up Democrats for the things that they want in government. And I strongly believe that when you have a situation like in this country where so often the people are afraid of the government, that's a problem. But I think what we saw with regard to the health care legislation and what we will see can see with regard to these investigations, when the government becomes afraid of the people, then that's when you begin to see action. And I think that folks are becoming more and more informed about this. They're concerned about their democracy. They're concerned about whether their children will inherit the democracy that they've inherited when they were born. And I think they'll push all of us to do the right thing.
Well, Congressman, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much. I look forward to our next chance to talk. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye now.
Congressman Elijah Cummings, he represents Maryland's 7th District, which includes parts of Baltimore City and some of Baltimore and Howard counties. His 20th annual job fair is going to be on Monday from 9 to 2 at the 5th Regiment Armory. It's right across the street from the State Center complex in Baltimore. We've got more information and a link at our website, wypr.org/midday. Coming up after a break, a conversation about what kind of jobs we'll be encountering in the next decade and beyond. Alec Ross is the author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Industries of the Future. He's coming right up on Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.